Once upon a time, Grandmother Spider lived at San Juan Pueblo. She lived near an irrigation ditch, and there were nights when the moon wasn't shining that she has a hard time seeing her way. She is also a hunter, and when she set her traps in the evening, she's afraid she might fall into the water and become a titiri. So it happened that somebody had brought her a bag of mica clay. And when she saw the clay sitting outside her little house, she peeped in to see what was in the bag. And she saw a lot of glitter in the bag, and she thought, this might be a good thing to scatter around. Maybe we'll get some stars. We do not have any stars in the sky. So she called all the animals along the river banks and the animals from the mountains. And the mole came running first, because the mole always stay underground and never in the sunlight, and she was glad to get out to be in the sun. So there was the mole, and then there was the silver fox, the black bear from the mountain, and the deer from the mountain came down. And let's see, what else, the mole. And then Old Man Coyote came too. So when they came, the mole came running to Grandmother Spider and said, Grandmother Spider, I can help you carry that sack wherever you want me to. And Grandmother Spider looked at the mole. He said, you have a nice wide back to put a sack on your back, but your legs are much too short. You'll never make it where I want you to take this sack, because you wanted the sack to be taken down south as far as she can go, as far as he can go. And so that was out. And then Silver Fox came and said, Grandmother Spider, I can help you. I like to run in the bushes. I run through the bushes all the time. And Grandmother Spider said to him, if you run through the bushes, you're just going to tear up the sack before it's ready to be scattered. And said, you can't take it. And then she looked around and then saw the deer. And then the deer came and said, Grandmother Spider, I can run fast. A lot of times the men from San Juan comes to hunt deer, but I outrun them when they're gonna shoot me with their bow and arrow. I take off fast, and they have not caught up with me. And Grandmother Spider said, you do have good legs for running, but your back is much too narrow. And then the bear came and said, Grandmother Spider, I have a wide back. I can carry that back for you easy. And Grandmother Spider looked at the black bear, and he did have a wide back, but he also had big claws. And he said, your back is good and wide for a big heavy load, but I don't like the looks of your claws. You're going to tear up the bag before you get very far. And so then there was just Coyote. So Coyote stood up, said, Grandmother Spider, I can take your bag for you. I can run fast. I go stealing chicken every night. I stole Coop Otsawa's stick chickens. I stole and ate every one of them, and she came after me with a stick and did not catch up with me. So Grandmother Spider said, well, we'll try you out. But you better do a good job, she said to him. So she put that sack of mica on his back. The mica was tied up with a strip of the rawhide that was cut off a deer hide. And it was tied up tight, and she said, "Hold this in your mouth and hold it tight. Don't let it open, and go just as far south as you can go." And she said, "Okay." The coyote said, "Okay." And so he took the bag and the knotted strip of deer hide in its mouth, and Grandmother Spider said, "Bite hard into that knot so he won't untie." And he was doing just that, was chewing it up, and running at the same time, running. But he didn't get very far. He was a hungry coyote. He's always thinking about food. And this rawhide tasted like deer meat. So he thought, "I wonder if Grandmother Spider remembered to put lunch for me. I'm sure she put something in there because she's going to make me run far. And I need something to eat on the way." So thinking about food, he kept chewing on the rawhide, and he cut it through, and the bag fell. The bag of mica fell to the ground, and it opened up, and all the little glitter that was in there started flying up. And all Coyote was thinking of was the lunch that Grandmother Spider might have put in there. And he looked in there and stirred the dirt around. The more he stirred up, the little glitter were coming up. And then he tried to grab hold of the glitter to put it back in there. And then he digged some more for the lunch. And then more glitter came up, and they went up, 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 up into the sky. And that's where they landed. And that's where we got our stars.